South Sioux City Police Officer Brian Van Berkum will face no criminal charges for his actions during a fatal May shootout. A grand jury has ruled today no charges will be filed, according to the Sioux City Journal. The grand jury ruled there was no criminal conduct in the May 11th incident in which Van Berkum fatally shot Luis Quinones Rosa outside of Los Amigos, a South Sioux City bar and liquor store. Van Berkum was shot in the leg and abdomen. Van Berkum is currently on light duty, and the police department says he's expected to return to full duty next month. Iowa's unemployment rate climbed ever so slightly in July to 2.5%, but remains among the lowest in the nation. Iowa Workforce Development announced today the unemployment rate rose from 2.4% in June. The rate had been stuck at that level since July 2018. Although the unemployment rate increased, the number of residents with jobs also rose by 4,000 compared to June. The number of unemployed residents increased by about 1,400. Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders and other candidates as well will make return visits to Northwest Iowa communities on Tuesday. Sanders will hold a Storm Lake Breakfast with Bernie event at 10 at the Better Day Cafe in Storm Lake. That event is free and open to the public. At 1 p.m., Sanders will attend an Arnold's Park Ice Cream Social. It will be held at the Waterfront Event Center in Arnold's Park. And at 5 p.m., Sanders will take part in the Frank LaMere Native American Forum at the Orpheum Theater in Sioux City. Tickets are required for the forum, in which candidates will face questions about their positions on Native American issues. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren and Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar are among the other presidential candidates who will be attending the forum Monday and Tuesday in Sioux City. That's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.